Hello and welcome to Food for the Future podcast, broadcasting live from the World Food Forum headquarters in Rome, Italy. I'm Alexandra, your host, and today we are diving deep into an inspiring journey of creativity, activism, and youth-led action for a more sustainable world. In this episode, we are spotlighting Parnit Kaur, an extraordinary poet and changemaker who uses her craft to amplify critical issues like sustainability, gender equality, and indigenous people's rights. During the World Food Forum flagship event, Parnit graced the stage with powerful performance that moved us all, pointing at the urgency of our shared challenges with the hope of collective solutions. Join us as we explore Parnit's journey, hear her insights, and discover how creativity can drive meaningful change in global agri-food systems. Let's dive in. Parnit, welcome to our Food for the Future podcast. And before we start with our questions, I would like to ask you if you could shortly introduce yourself.
So I am a poet, an emerging poet, and the founder and executive director of Poetry for Planet, which is an organization to empower and heal the climate community through the power of storytelling and poetry. I am a decolonization and a sustainability advocate. And additionally, I have served previously in Youth 20, which is the official youth wing of G20. So I have worked at the intersection of diplomacy, sustainability, gender equality, and now I am pioneering a new approach to diplomacy, which is creative cultural diplomacy.
As a poet and advocate for sustainability and gender equality, how do you believe platforms like World Food Forum can amplify the voices of marginalized communities, including indigenous people, in the discourse surrounding agri-food systems?
As the official World Food Forum poet and the founder of Poetry for Planet, the representation that I've received and the amplification of my voice that I've seen here has provided me this hope that people like me, who are decolonization advocates, who come from the global south, who come from countries, formerly colonized countries like India, we have a voice and we can put our foot here and be very communicative and very assertive with our ideas. So I think that, especially with World Food Forum, there is this hope that we are not just, there to perform, but there to actually create a ripple effect and to lobby for change. Because poetry, especially with my performance this time, I was advocating for a global solidarity and a global transformation in the agri-food systems through the inclusion of youth and marginalized. And that only happens when you consider us as allies and when you see us as people, as agents of change, not reactive elements. And to see youth as someone proactive is how World Food Forum can really help us amplify these voices.
That's truly amazing to hear, and especially seeing your performance today at Youth Assembly opening. How do you feel seeing actually the tangible influence of your work?
So as soon as I finished my performance, I felt a kind of a sense of responsibility as a young person, but also as a poet, an Indian poet to be precise. And as the founder of Poetry for Planet, I felt a sense of responsibility and I felt like I had fulfilled my duty to be a very true advocate of the inclusion of young people in agri-food systems through, forging an intergenerational contract. So as the founder of Poetry for Planet, we are in the process of creating our very first advisory board. And that advisory board is comprised of our allies who are young at heart. And they are published poets. I have, and they are from all different parts of the world. So that's my core inspiration. And when I stepped off the stage, I remember one lady, she came up and she hugged me and she said that she felt emotional after my performance. When I heard that, I think it was an awakening. It was this realization that poetry can touch hearts and it can create an effect like nothing else.
So with your initiative, Poetry for the Planet, highlighting the stories of ensuring climate leaders, how do you think storytelling can inspire action and engaging among young audience?
When Poetry for Planet was conceived, it was with the idea to move beyond Greta and to focus our attention on those who are unsung, who are unhidden in this space. And those are the indigenous peoples, those are the farmers, those are your scientists, the bureaucrats, and countless people out there who are battling financial, political, social struggles. And they're going with one thing in their minds, in their hearts, that we have to avert the climate crisis. But nobody knows their names because they are not after global fame or publicity. They are not after these things. It's a race for survival. And that's what keeps them going. And they continue to do this. So it was to focus on these stories, these people who cannot make it to conferences like the climate conference, COP, and let's say World Food Forum, people who cannot make it to conferences like these, is to highlight these leaders who are at the front line, but we don't know their names. So for me, these are the real heroes, the real soldiers in this fight. And that's how Poetry for Planet is going to create this ripple effect of activating inspiration and inspiring people to act, without aiming for the fame or, because the Western-led narrative is all suited around, going to big conferences, giving speeches. But where's the groundwork? Where is that? So I think Poetry for Planet is going to create that momentum. Because I have had a lot of people come to me who have written their first poem for the first time after looking at our work. And to me, that is inspiring because it is about decolonizing the narrative. It is about connecting with our roots, connecting with our mother tongue, our cultures, especially the Asian African. And most of our cultures are so centered around nature. So, it's about the reconnection and revival of our connection with our past, with our ancient traditions. That's what we're aiming at. And if the youth takes the lead with that, I think that is the best. And there's no incentive, because the best incentive for us is to be able to give a future to our children and grandchildren. That is everything that we should aim for. And if you're even able to inspire one person to act without aiming to go to these conferences and, actually working on ground, perhaps our work is done.
And reflecting on your experience as founder of Poetry for the Planet, what message do you hope to convey to youth at the flagship event regarding the intersection of gender equality and sustainable agri-food systems?
That's a very good question, because I come from Punjab, which is a state in India, and Punjab means the land of five rivers. And less than 2% women in my state, Punjab, they own land. Less than 2% women. And that's the lowest as compared to the national average. So thinking about women in agri-food systems, for me, it's very basic. It goes back to my mom, my grandmother, my aunt, who are... When I think about food, I think about women. I cannot think about, anything else. You give women a seed, she will literally grow like an entire garden for you. Garden full of fruits and vegetables. And I think that's beautiful to me, because for me, women are synonymous with creation, synonymous with the life givers. And they do that every time. I know it's poetic, but really, I think that having women in the agri-food systems, it's not just having them as the people who are doing the labor, but people at the top, decision makers, owning land, delegating, that's about it. So in my household, my mother, and I think in most households, it's the mothers, it's the female who was taking charge of the food. So why not give her the charge on the field? Because if she knows how to give us good food, prepare good food, nutritious food for us. Imagine if you give her the decision-making power, and you give her the access to land, the ownership to land. Imagine what wonders she would do. And also, factually speaking, women tend to be more attuned to the nuances, and they're more adept at identifying more varieties and different varieties of fruits and vegetables and plant species. So it comes naturally as well, I think. And nutrition and women are synonymous for me. So, and yeah.
I would have one additional question for you. I would like to ask you, do you have any advice that you would like to give to youth who are willing to change and transform agri-food systems?
I think the only advice I would like to give to young people is to think about whatever you're consuming today, be it coffee, be it you know, the bread that you're consuming. Think really deeply about how it is placed on your plate, you know, how it came to being, and think about the process. Be mindful with your food. And once you know where your food is coming from and how it's being made, you would know how to transform the agri-food systems. Because especially with coffee, climate change is affecting coffee production. And I have written a poem basically, which is exploring how, you know, how whether my grandchildren will be able to taste coffee, because the coffee production is declining because of climate change. So young people need to be more mindful with the food. Personally, I will tell you a very funny incident. I straight away, I cannot consume junk food at all. I just have built this through years and years. But today, I was craving vegetables and fruits because even back home, I eat a lot of vegetables. I eat a lot of fruits. So I'm not quite used to pizzas and pastas. Without the vegetables, I can have them. So it's about, you know, thinking really mindfully what you're putting into your mouth. And once you know that the thing that comes to your plate should be helpful, should be nutritious, and it should actually benefit your body, young people will instantly know the answer to how to transform the agri-food systems.
That concludes today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until the next time.